Okay, so I think we're going to pick up one, yeah? Anybody share that? To reach. Catherine, you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. No? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So, who are not here, so I'm not going to draw a lot. I won't call again. Okay? Next time it won't come again. Okay. Tam Bun King. Okay. That's it. I don't know. Joy. No, Jiko. Okay, yeah, come.
Verse 8:1.08. Will not the ocean of joy, if all beings are fine, satisfy me? What is the use of desiring liberation? This verse struck out to me because of the word ocean. When I looked at the verse, it brought me back to an incident which happened about almost 2 decades ago, 20 years ago. Perhaps if you could close your eyes, I would bring you on the journey. About 20 years ago, I was on a trip in Thailand, all alone by myself. And I was going from the Krabi town to another island called the Phi Island. It still existed at that time. The tsunami hasn't hit it yet. So I was on the ferry, and the weather wasn't very fine. And as the boat sailed out, it was a double-decker ferry. So I was on the lower deck, and halfway through the journey, water started gushing in from the front at the bottom level of the ferry. And the water just kept gushing in, and it was terrifying. And I'm very afraid of the ocean because I don't know what's underneath. So I panicked, but I was alone by myself. And then when I looked up, and then I see a lot of other people with different religion. They start taking out their rosary. There were some Jewish with a book of prayer. But they were in groups. They were not alone by themselves. So they were praying using the different means and their faith. So I was very frightened, but I had no one beside me. But when I saw the faces, I can still remember it quite clearly. I don't know why. But when I saw the faces, they were all very afraid. At the point in time, I prayed. I didn't have very deep devotion for the Buddha at that time. I didn't know much. So I prayed. I said, Buddha, if you could bring all these people safely and me across this ocean and reach the island, I will let you take away 20 years of my life. And then, I don't know what happened. The boat sailed, the water was still gushing in. And then I decided to go up to the second, the upper deck. And it wasn't that scary, and the boat was sailing fine. Strange. And then I reached Phi Phi Island together with the other people. I picked this verse not because I want to tell you how brave I was. I mean, if I was brave, I would have said, please take my life, let me die. But at a time when I see all the faces on the boat, the terrifying face and the scary faces. I thought, if one person could, you know, sacrifice a little bit and everybody on the boat could be saved, it's got to be amazing. And therefore, when I look at this verse, it brought me back to that incident. And I thought, this is an amazing aspiration. If every one of us could think that way, not that we can do it now, but if we can have that, you know, little thought in us, perhaps something great can happen. Yeah. That's it. Thank you.
Jason Tang, Namjit, Summer Tang by Natil. Ta Rang Tundi, Ta Rang Tun Chisi, Tachi Digi Guyar, Ta Rang Tun Chisi Rangitan Dalachi, Dubegishi to Kalakasu, Japchatachi, Tandaji Dubai Naya Tito Tachi, Dawatil and Mixi, and she was a seminar. Kabu you met, she that made a doji. That till a dog said that she packing one is yamtap, Simjana, she wanted to susu, one is Galash, Japchi, Ropa Chess, and parable of Digi Jones, Ton Dola, Susu Simgenanti, Gawaji Game, Teto Gayo Lodi, one is Shanda Middle Shundesh, and it is Susu the Chewing Moody Night, she teaches it. Then you wanted to send a today shoot of a chanson, Sinish Gawako make it.
We do work for our own happiness, and we do try very hard, isn't it? Right. But even if we do achieve some happiness through looking out for just our own interests, even if we do achieve some happiness, that happiness, it is not as it's not really that special. It's not as great as when compared to the happiness that we experience when we're able to, let's say, extend some help to others, to those, for example, who are in need, who are destitute, who really need help. And, you know, and when we do extend our help and we do help, you know, succeed in giving them some joy, you know, and when we see the joy in their faces, right, when we see that when they experience some happiness as a result of our actions, we also experience some satisfaction, some joy. Yeah? And I think that kind of joy and satisfaction is really very different from, you know, the joy that we may experience just working for our own welfare. Yeah? And so the joy, yeah, is the kind of joy that we may experience from helping others. Let's say we remember that at the time of our death. Then, you know, perhaps it might bring about really some real satisfaction when we remember that in general and at the time of death. It might be a cause for us to rejoice and to feel even more joy, you know, right? I don't think remembering you know, our, you know, the happiness that we have achieved for our own purpose at the time of death will bring that same kind of same level of satisfaction or joy, I think.
Yeah. Oh, tinder, chesa, ta tinde, ta ti, ta soso, ta tuksi nyam nyong to ne shi tuwe shire, ti kale kye mare, ta soso nyue to ne shi tuwe shire. Rao ching, ta ti kame kye mare, ta ti.
What I've just said is not rocket science. I mean, it's pretty obvious. If we can, should look into our own experience and see for ourselves. So, if we put in at least the same amount of effort that we into helping others or benefiting others, you know, put in the same amount of effort as the effort that we are now putting in into our daily lives, working for our own happiness, right? We work very hard physically and mentally to achieve our own happiness, and we put in so much time and effort, yeah? If we can just put that same amount of time and effort into helping others, then that will bring about, you know, a kind of joy and happiness that that is really cannot be compared, yeah? Yeah, so, and especially the time of death, on the day of death, if we remember, you know, that happiness, you know, the happiness that came from benefiting others, from helping others, right? Then, yeah. Basically, in order for that to happen, you know, that the joy must exist. In order for us to feel satisfied on the day of death, to be able to rejoice, you know, we first must experience in this life the joy that comes from benefiting others.
Yeah. Tieta kang chiba dia tieta kaso pagi sama number tapa itu neta nyam tapa semja lada sama number tapa itu nesi pagi cuy rawatik rawat cikwa ya tieta tieta si tu mana unesi tas telat dibe 다 디기지 인구여래 소소로 가열하기 승민하는 가르지 인구여래 시연하면 어용해 어떤 대사래
So yeah, if we can put prioritize others over ourselves and if we can do things to benefit others, to help others, right? And of course, when we do things to help others, it has to be done with sincerely, lah. It has to be done from the heart, sincerely. And so if that is done, then the joy that we may experience, you know, will be really different. Yeah? Very special kind of bliss, happiness, joy. Yeah?
어떤 데 티치나 다 가르소래 어떤 데 죽나 티래 아니 지다 소소다 아니 겨와지나 다 겨와 성불 렌투에 어떤 데 이바래
Yeah, so if that happens then of course we will get a good rebirth
yeah. 어떤 데 저장다 다 랑 다 신둔 치고해디 아니 쉬우게치 무채 다 내가 디 신국이여래 어떤 데 티치는 다 강토도 다 신비게 삼았지 아니 지금 다 주영원에 강토도 치고해 어떤 데 있어라.
So yeah, we just have to know the purpose, the point of why we have to benefit others and help others. Yeah. So we just have to try as much as possible to cultivate thoughts of benefiting others, and then on a practical level, if possible, you know, do something practical, no, to the effect. Yeah.
Okay, then I didn't understand. You said what? You said after 10 years, you make what? You said something what? I didn't understand. Huh? After 10 years, 20 years, what you said? I say you can take away 20 years of my life. If they all go to the island. Okay. 20 years life. Take away. If they can...
It's quite sweet. Eh?
It sounds like Bodhisattva. Actually, only I noticed yesterday, 2 days ago I noticed, today is the Guru Rinpoche's birthday, and especially the monkey ear, you know, this is the monkey ear, Guru Rinpoche was born in monkey ear. And also, not only that, but have to born in monkey month, you know, 12 months, that also every month is different. So then, the Tibetan Pit month, this month, is the monkey month. So that the monkey month, monkey ear, then what? Tibetan tent, Tsokde, is the special day for Guru Rinpoche, which is birthday. So that. So. Actually, the Pip Man of Tibetan, the 10th, the Tsokde is Guru Rinpoche birthday. So because of that, because I saw the news yesterday, because His Holiness went to Tsopema, they're doing the Guru Rinpoche Tsok and teaching like that. So today is like that, so anyone is yesterday like that. So. So okay, we do talk later, so we talk a little bit, Only talk later. Otuk seta, kar sore, kazun shiwa na shire, ta, ngwa kwa lam sinde, ta, 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 tuk siya che, ta, tinda, kazun shiwa na shire, ta, ngwa che la, ngwa che be, zhe shi kukya re, di sha tu ka la, ngwa che be, zhe kare se na, ta, rang ta, shingi, du sum, Sakpe, Kesa, Tamje, Ani, Ngoye, Zela, Shaya, Otisungu, Yare.
Okay, let's continue. So in the last lesson, we looked at the path of meditation of dedication, right? That's how, yeah, the path of meditation of dedication. In order for there to be a dedication, there must be the substance to be dedicated. So what is the substance to be dedicated? All the roots of virtue are accumulated by oneself and others.
어떻게도 어디 가서라. 독신이 재단다. 닦을 수 없다. 근데 안 할 수 그래. 닦을 수 없다. 닦은 데 슬라코도 다 뒤하고 다티레다 다 샘딜라 티레다 깝깝수고 바샤 티레 조조 아니시 장생 권래비 주기 탑시 캡을지 니스다 전주기 샘다 탑시 캡을지 디니기 샘에 통네 아니 권한 주기 겨왔던도 아니 조창도 오르시에 다 무제 샘세대 깝도 샤대 티르샤 다 깔소로 보기 권래비 주기 다 탑시 캡을지 디니기 로디기 샘에 통네
So, simply speaking, the path of meditation of dedication here refers to the dedication that is performed by a Bodhisattva superior, right? Performed by those who are on the minor path of meditation. And their dedications are conjoined with this special method and wisdom, yeah, possessed by them in their continuum, yeah.
어때래다 디래다 직당래다 단단히 바기 구슴 따단다 우아집이지 다 우아 아니 우아보 강사 단단히 디숨 다 댐벌 미미비 통해 아니 직다 댐벌 두비야 말디나 탄예도 갈수는 유대바시 어디되게 통해 다 대도 그런 갈수와 랑싱이 계자진도 다 태보숨지 강사 탐지
So, such a Bodhisattva superior on the path of meditation dedicates the roots of virtue while non-objectifying the merit, the roots of virtue which is to be dedicated, and non-objectifying the dedication and non-objectifying the dedicator. Yeah, knowing that while they do not exist truly, they exist conventionally, and they dedicate the roots of virtue so as to fully ripen the three types of trainees.
Nyintu, takasana shire, ta nyintu, ranja, ta tekshin, kaksa nam, ta pakita, ta chue tempe tone, ane, dimi mar chie kita, tindekita, chakena ngwa chie dinsare.
So they dedicate the roots of virtue, you know, to ripen the minds of the hearers, the solitary realizers, and the bodhisattvas, isn't it? Yeah.
어떻게니 제단 가서 시간 아시래 람셰바 세 코랑에 턴다 코랑 태보스미 람셰바 세 니드 란젤 대신 람 아니 차서 셰바 세리다. 람샤바 세대 직국도 그 신기열의 소재자와 강사바티앙 다 인도 란제 택제남 다 멤버 체제다 조배 선제에 살아 고발 체계지도 디시도 모아체 다 디네 있어래
So we went through the etymology of knower paths, isn't it? So knower paths is knowledge or knowing, really, you know, understanding, full understanding of, true experience of the hearer's path, solitary realizer's path, and the minor path, isn't it, right? So the bodhisattvas, bodhisattva superiors know these paths, and through the experience they teach these three types of trainees so as to enable them to achieve their own goals, isn't it, right? So for the purpose of achieving this, you know, the Bodhisattva dedicates his the roots of virtues towards this. Yeah.
어떻습니까? 제사다디 텐데시다 가르쳐다 보겠다. 따단도 너나라 텐데시 측지인 것도 와. 다 랑기 제사때 심제 탐제도 투몽도 제대스. 투몽도 제정 와시에 숨도 와. 랑기 제사때 심제 탐제기 제사도 투몽도 제제 와시에 식숨도 너나라 측된데 정도.
In the sutra, it is in the, one of the sutras mentioned that it stated that one dedicates the roots of virtue of oneself and others together. One's roots of virtue together with the roots of virtues of others. Together.
어떻게 지도가나 돈당이 딱 랑기 겨와 칸데 사바이나 딱 파기 가르소래. Pena Sanja the Chanzu Simi gets us in a chigiorva. That Tina, Rangi Jawakam, Sabate, Rangi Jawati, Tina Lapat, Shakchi. Rangi Jazati, Sanja the Chanzu Simi gets a Tina Lupa, Shakchi, and Sanja the Chanzu Simi gets a Duxin Shazi, Yamduta, Ya Shindu Chig, and she calls Sanja the Chanzu Saman Shindu Chig, the Yala to drag she to watch his, the day soon.
So what it is saying is that, we kind of deposit or put the roots of virtue together with the roots of virtues of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. The Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have the roots of virtue, isn't it? So by placing our roots of virtues together with them, I don't know whether you can say deposit, but you get the idea, you kind of lump it together, right? And with the intention of it becoming a branch, an aid to benefit others. Right?
Oh, that toxin, Rangi, get a kang sabbatis, Tinala, Tinala, but Suba, Shashe, Tinde, that gets a young sort of Sadukala, the Yam the Susi, Mosho, Susi, Tinla Yorba, the Yam the Trinity, that gets a dumche, watches, don't watch it to Tetamchita, Doas Simje. 참제 아니 즉 창조기 고방 토백이다 유로모아제시다.
So when we deposit or put our roots of virtue together with the roots of virtues of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, when it's lumped together, I mean you kind of have like a part, right? In it, right? Yeah, you know. And as such, then you can dedicate that lumped of virtue, roots of virtue, as an aid or cause for all sentient beings to achieve full, complete enlightenment.
어떻게 되나라 텐데 숭샤다 랑기 제자디 심지 탐제다 투몽도 체네 뭐 지그레스 어디 숭샤다 제시도 다 텐데 도시면 보게 나라샤 아니 독신다 다 심지 탐제 아니 산지기 규로도 해기다 자기는 뭐 하지에 투몽도 세디 팀에 로승도 어디래요.
So I mean, like this is what is mentioned in the sutra, isn't it? One sutra, it says one dedicates one's roots of virtue together with the roots of virtues of others, right? So I guess this is what it's saying. I know you lump our roots of virtue together with the roots of virtues of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, such that then it becomes a cause, a condition, a branch, an aid for the fulfillment of the welfare of all sentient beings, in particular for them to achieve the state of full enlightenment.
어떻게지 숨도 다티래 딱 진상 가서래 딱 티래 딱 독신이 딱 뭐의 방법으로서는 지금 연구해래 딱 뭐의 방법이라 딱 가서나 딱 수수기다 공말 기회다 산재다 전주 삼가진조 아니 뭐의 방법으로서는 독신의 숨구해래 뭐 아직도 가라 야 방법이 즉시 근데 남자 숨구해래 뭐의 방법이.
So there is there's the substance to be dedicated, the roots of virtue, yeah. But there's also the witness of the dedication, yeah. The witness or the witnesses, yeah. So the witnesses of the dedication here are one puts the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas as the witnesses.
어떻게 해? 다 뒤에서 어디 있어? 다 돈다니? 뒤 방법을 시작해. 소속이 겨와디? 다 오늘 이제 죽은 로와 섬제 탐제 장주 탑에게 주로 와야시다. 근데 송도 왔다. 딘데시다. 산제 전 산제도 시서 방도 시작해. 독신은 와시나 가리어 그래서는 뒤에 산제도 장주 삼아 남기 아니 지금 랑기 와 낭신신 유도 주차해라. 아니 징기랍 그래서 어디래?
Okay, so yeah, one dedicates the roots of virtue as a cause for all sentient beings to achieve enlightenment in the presence of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you know, by taking them as one's witness. Yeah, and why do we do that? So what happens? You know, why do we need to kind of think of them or the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas as our witnesses when we dedicate the roots of virtue for towards the enlightenment of all sentient beings? It is said that we do that, then the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas will bless us, will grant their blessings, so such as our aims, the aim that was dedicated, yeah, will be actualized quickly.
Oh, tuksini, that don't that this is sunguyare, the tuksini, that don't that tinsu, that chitan that kalorta. Oh, tuksini, that tinsinere, tinita, that. 가르치도 먹어야 하래서 땅와대 가르치도 먹어야 하래서 나 돈다니 되래 나 가르치도 먹어야 하라 망부용하래 나 샘쟁이 치도 먹어야 하래 용구야 하래 아니 산쟁이 땜바 예배치도 먹어야 하래 나 땀에도 용구도 와나 돈다 되래 땅와지 가르치도 쓰나 유태 망부용구야 하래 나 조조 되래 산쟁이 땜바 예바 아니 샘쟁은 디기중와 나 샘쟁이 치도 먹어야 하래 시다지 숨으셔 하래
Then what is the object of intent of the dedication? Yeah? For what's the purpose of dedication? Yeah? One dedicates the merit for the welfare of others, for all sentient beings, and also for the Buddha's teachings to flourish.
어떻게 다 돈다티래 다티 가령원에 다 돈다님 부치바도 착유하래. 또 산재기 때문에 내비시는 오이네. 돈다님 산재기 때문에 내바디 로하슴자가 편 토비 치도 또 산재기 때문에 내디 오시구요래. 그리고 또 슴재기 치도 오 이제서 슴재기 치도 오아디 아 돈다 전주스면 내갑래 돈다 제일 슴재기 퇴치고래. 아니 산재에서는 제일 슴재기 퇴치해라. 딜을 하고 또 퇴치해 개명하러 와. 그리고 또 여와 강사와디 슴재기 퇴는 오아디 다 다티니 말해.
So whether we say we are dedicating the merit for the welfare of all sentient beings or for the Buddha Dharma to flourish, essentially it's pretty much the same meaning, the same point you're getting at the end of the day. Because the whole point of dedicating the merit for the Buddha's teachings to flourish is that so that the sentient beings may be benefited, isn't it? And of course, as a bodhisattva, here in this context, we're talking about bodhisattvas. And bodhisattvas are always working for sentient beings. No? Of course, whatever they dedicate is always for sentient beings. And when one achieves enlightenment, whatever one does is for sentient beings, right? So yeah, pretty much at the end of the day, is dedication is about that, yeah.
다 고바 가르치도 다 모아지고 다 고바 가려야 그래서는 모아진다 고바 가려야 돼 가르치도 다 또 모아지에 고바 가려서는 되래 다 딘데시 가르서는 다 모아지니 지다 되래 거기 변화 야와지 싸지 뉴 멤버든 뉴 충중주 중해 이나 야 불도 중화 차야라 다 잡아 연구여래 뉴 멤버지 이나야 다 오늘 지금 다 조배 찬주 교육교가 쇼 선하다고 오늘 지금 다 뭐 남발 타파시 충분이나 다니 고 여와 충주주 대대 이나였다고 망원아 류 충주주 마도 민표 망원아 류 부두주 민투에게 고가 용해 어떻게 승부하래
Okay, so that's the substance of the dedication. And the substance to be dedicated in it, you have the witnesses of the dedication, you have the objects of intent of the dedication. Then what's the purpose of dedication? So one of the purpose of dedication is that it can transform an inferior result into a perfect result. Right? And otherwise, Without dedication, particular roots of virtue might only bring forth a very insignificant result or small result. No? But if dedication is done properly, then something that would otherwise have transformed into an inferior result with proper dedication would transform into a perfect result.
어떻게 that 진짜 송도 안에 최신 다게 쉬어야 되래. 변한다. 더 나와 송도 신래. 더 배자지 송도 자들 지들 자주 채노 수틱 송스 자주 치면 취이득 받지나. 더 자주 마세 봐도 취이득 받지 세요 말와. 어떻게 대신도 아니 청주동의 계사 태양 아니 싶다. 청주 맞도 것도 세게 말했습니다. 배투서 자주.
Yeah, in the sutra, an example is given, right, of putting a drop of water into the ocean. So once you put a drop of water into the ocean, for as long as the ocean exists, it is said that the drop of water you put in will exist, right? will not evaporate, will not cease to exist, right? So likewise, roots of virtues that are dedicated towards enlightenment will not be exhausted.
어떻게도 다 들어야다 다시 시원한 시대에 대한고 미세바스 때 간대 쪽으로 쓰나다 배티다잖아 야초 낭신기 다 배티를 대는 대당 튼다와디 산자다 천주선비 계좌 수도가라 야초 낭신 착유하래 다 랑게스급이 계좌 수도 취입과 낭신 착유하래 다 랑게는 취입과 야초는 로고 낭신 랑게 계좌디다 밖에 티낭도 봐 샥지 아니 투몽동과에 독채와 있나다 아니 자주 마셔봐서도 취득을 미세와 낭신 다 장주 맡아봐도 다 랑게 겨와대 미세봤다 나 진대기다 내가 더 두기 그래 어디래
So we must understand how does the analogy apply to the meaning here, isn't it right? If you put a drop of water into the ocean, as long as the ocean exists, your drop of water will not cease to exist, isn't it right? So then how does dedicating our roots of virtue towards full enlightenment makes our roots of virtue becomes inexhaustible? Why? How? So our roots of virtue is like the drop of water. And the roots of virtues of all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas are like the ocean. So if we lump our roots of virtue together with the roots of virtues of all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas, then that will make our roots of virtues inexhaustible.
That is Samlodaya Dojingra, that is not Tsubar Chavas, Samlodaya Dojingra, Kandis Chavarta, that Tsubar Savasana Karsavarapena, Rangi Kesatini, that Sanja the Chanjus Semi Kisinando, Tsubar Chavas, Kandis Savarta.
So you have to understand how it works, you know. It's not like how when we put a drop of water into the ocean, the drop of water becomes like, you know, almost like you can say indistinguishable, right? It's lumped together, right? So then how do we mix you know, our roots of virtue with the roots of virtue of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas? How do you do that?
This is the question. How do you mix with that?
How do you become a share owner? That's the question. How you tap the card?
Any idea? I don't know. The seva seshoro. The better the level, the jazz is not the much of a luxury. Tang Raggi jazz at the point on sales and a condescending. Gutada, what?
Gutada, can you say what? Gutada, what?
Gutada, the kissing one. Gutada, the summer, Gutta Chibar. Sanya, the Sunday, you six, 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 and again.
What did you say?
선생님은 상여는 규칙이 미쳤을 거라니 대단히 귀한 거라니 규탄대다 쓰고
유타더르 유지부터 유지도 이런 말
그래
유타더르
유타더 같았어.
근데 바셔 조사 조사를 가면은 가능성이 벌.
How you mix your virtues yeah. with the other virtues? Yeah, super. Wow.
First time. So, if let's say we meditate emptiness, let's say we don't exist inherently, sentient beings, and also the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas as well. Then with that basis, by meditation emptiness, and then we dedicate a merit that is empty also, and then we mix them together.
So because it's empty, all the merit become same lah.
I was thinking if we by meditating emptiness, would that actually help?
So don't meditate on emptiness, cannot lah. Must meditate on emptiness and can lah, mix together.
I would say so. Like let's say, if you want to go on that basis.
So, can you mix your virtues with Bodhisattva's virtues or not? You know.
If you meditate emptiness, then you can.
For you, your virtues can mix there or no?
Actually, can. So then my basis cannot.
Emptiness, so you cannot, yeah?
Yeah, if let's say I go by that basis, then I have to stand on that ground. If I don't meditate emptiness, if let's say it works as well, then my basis won't work.
So no emptiness, no work. Emptiness then work lah.
Because if I say both work, then it doesn't work anymore. Correct or not?
There's some logic there.
Yeah.
단 단도 좋아지 뛴다. 바세 세대 가르치기 세인다 딜한다.
Yeah, yeah. How is it mixed? Yeah?
Rinpoche, I try. I think you rejoice at the virtues that the Bodhisattvas and the Buddhas have accumulated. And then by rejoicing, then you dedicate that merits out. So it becomes merged as one.
How?
By rejoicing.
How does it merge?
Because when you rejoice...
Okay, what's the meaning of merging maybe?
Sorry, maybe I should not use the word merge. I think by rejoicing at the virtues that the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have accumulated, you do accumulate some merit and then you dedicate that. So it becomes one.
Yeah. So how? How? How become one? What's the meaning of becoming one, I guess, maybe?
Oh, yeah, don't get this subject. It's our choice. So, Tati Gangata Kaswan, Tako, some not tongue chosen to Hashiro, the Penna Shiko Tipashi, the Kia Martineta, some not tongue chaneta, Dotan Shiko.
Well, we're not saying that you have to, yeah, we need the analogies to help us understand the meaning. But in this case, you know, is to. And it's analogous in the way of thinking, how you think about it. Not so much like, you know, you have to think like, you know, squarely inside the box. You know, a drop of water put inside the ocean, therefore the merit also must put in the, you know, you shouldn't think of it like that, but something similar along the lines, you know, more the spirit rather than being so literal. You know. So what's the spirit then?
어떻게 다 단단히 다 가서라 보기 다 소소히 잡아 강사바디 다 틀에 소소히 잡아 충분히 사바이나 틀에 다 제도 개사디니 산재 남기 다 신도인 책이 다 열라도 교화시 다 교화를 쇼어서 삼로 단시로 왔다 그리고 산재도 창출사만 남기 신도인 책이 차견도 교화시다 소소히 잡아 충분히 산재도 창출사만 남기 신도인 책이 차견도 교화를 쇼어서다 근데 삼로 땅나다 디나와 추두가로 산재도 창출사만 신도인 책이 차견도 추두가로
What if we say that when we dedicate our merits towards enlightenment, then the merit becomes, that's our small little merit, becomes a branch and aid for the fulfillment of the welfare of other sentient beings. And as such, then that our merit then is said to have mixed with the roots of virtues of the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas. Because that's what they do, right? That's what they want, right? So can we say that's the meaning? So if we say that the meaning of mixing our roots of virtue, mixing with the roots of virtues of the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas, the meaning is that our roots of virtue becomes a branch, aid for the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas to work for the welfare of sentient beings. Buddhists need our help to benefit sentient beings? I'm just... So now in this discussion, do you think there's any relation to another discussion that we had in the Tathagata Essence where it is said that all roots of virtue in the continuum of the sentient beings are the enlightened activity of the Dharmakaya? We also need to think whether it is correct in the first place to dedicate somebody else's roots of virtue towards enlightenment. It doesn't matter what enlightenment, but the point is it right or not? Is it correct to dedicate the roots of virtues of others or not? Is it even possible? Even if you say yes, you can dedicate the roots of virtues of others, yeah, not our own. No. We dedicate the roots of virtues of others towards enlightenment. Does it really happen or not? That means just because we think and pray, does the roots of virtue in the continuum of other sentient beings actually become a cause, will actually contribute, no, not just a wish, but actually if there's an effect in contributing to somebody's enlightenment, whether it's your enlightenment or somebody else's enlightenment? No?
That's it.
We also need to think that when we say we dedicate the roots of virtues of others towards full enlightenment, whose enlightenment? Your enlightenment? You dedicate the roots of virtues of others to your own enlightenment? Or it means to the enlightenment of others? For all others to be enlightened except you? Or both? Both yourself or just the other party?
The
hearers you know, hearers, when they accumulate merit, right, they dedicate it towards their own enlightenment, right, the hearer's enlightenment, right? Right? So let's say a bodhisattva superior on the path of meditation then dedicates the roots of virtues of others towards enlightenment. So the hearers, right? You know hearers, right? They accumulate merit, right? For their own liberation. They are hearers' enlightenment, but they have roots of virtue, right? So then a bodhisattva superior on the path of meditation comes along and dedicates his roots of virtue for him to become a Buddha, can or not? It's called kaypoh, right? I was joking, it's for fun, you get the point, huh? Can or not? So, can or not? So, let's say if you say yes, can, the bodhisattva superior, this on the path of meditation, dedicates the hearers and these hearers and roots of virtue towards enlightenment, right? Just because he dedicated, then therefore the hearers, that hearers' roots of virtue suddenly become a cause for him to be enlightened. Does it happen? Will it happen? Huh? Happen or will or not? Yes or no? Huh? No, we're not asking about the time. Yes or no? Yes.
Okay, yes, huh?
Yes. Oh, therefore there's no need to dedicate your own merit. Why you need to dedicate merit? Because, yeah? All the numberless Buddhas, Bodhisattvas have been doing it since beginning's lifetime. There's no need to dedicate. Yeah, there's no need. It follows there's no need to dedicate your own merit because it's been dedicated, your merit has been dedicated by others towards your own full enlightenment. It necessarily follows, right? Yeah. And you know the dedicator, and the dedicator is not some Tom, Dick or Harry, it's a bodhisattva superior on the path for meditation. Their dedication is them tokong one, okay. there's no need to dedicate your own merit, right? I mean, what are you going to say?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cannot like this.
Cannot like this. Then like how?
Because they can dedicate for my enlightenment. But if I don't wish, if I don't have the aspiration to become something, it doesn't work, right?
So it doesn't work, lah.
Huh?
So it doesn't work, lah.
No, so he knows ways. He can dedicate all he wants. But if I don't want,
No. So it doesn't work, lah. So I'm saying it doesn't work. It does not transform. Our roots of virtue does not transform into cause enlightenment, right? Dedication, you must understand. Yeah, does not work, lah. You're saying.
No, it works, but it works.
You gotta have the cake and eat it, no.
But if I'm like a rock, I don't want to be moved. You, the substantial cause, and I need the what? Quick, come.
Wow.
We are actually arguing from perspective that you actually have the condition for it to arise, as in the prayers. But he needs to actually accumulate the cause, the substantial cause for the enlightenment to happen.
Yeah, because if
the substantial cause possessed by all sentient beings is the Tathagata essence, we see it. That's for fun.
Isn't it? I thought that's my point,
long.
Why you want me to come back? Accompany me.
Because it is said, right, that if the Buddha can do his part to keep pushing you, but if you don't do anything, the Buddha can't do anything.
The roots of virtue in your continuum is enlightened activity of the Dharmakaya, or not?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, yes. So when you want to do virtue, it's up to Buddha, right?
No. Because it says, no. Buddha cannot wash away your sin, right? Right?
No, he does.
I cannot transfer. Yeah. So even if the Buddha works so hard, but you like jiao tao like this, you don't want to be moved. You cannot.
So there are some virtues that are not enlightened activity of Buddhas. There are some that are. Is it a saying?
No.
All enlightened activity of Buddha.
Yes.
So that means Buddha is making you do virtue, right?
It's creating the condition for you to actually do virtues. But the actual presentation of the virtues or accumulation, it still has to be done by that person. Yeah.
That is correct. So, did I come to you? Why shake it? Clap it. Clap it.
Nintu Gyugi.
That did it. That. Chuati Tagare Tatagi. Benata. Nintu Kansagi Kyawati. That Chansen Colombe. That. Lame Changju do Mobaina, Lame Changju to Kirkur Show, Sotosini. Tangwaina, the job is Changju, you to Kuyare Aparata.
Okay, let's go back to the question again. Yeah. So, a bodhisattva on the path of meditation dedicates the roots of virtue in the continuum of a hearer towards his full enlightenment. After the dedication, does the roots of virtue in the continuum of that hearer become a cause for his enlightenment or not? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Rang is changed to a guru mobina, until a guru to the tumor. Then you take you javati, Rang is changed to a situmana.
So when the hearer himself, right, dedicates the roots of
Nindu Kolambi Jugmar, Ninduki Jugjawa Shorwa, the Changsen Kolambi Mwaches, Kui Jugjawati, Kolamba Koran, New to Sanje, Tube Situmana, the Guru Dugre.
The same Bodhisattva then dedicates the roots of virtue in that hearer's continuum, right? Towards this bodhisattva's own enlightenment, full enlightenment. So will the roots of virtue in the hearer's continuum become a cause for that dedicated, the bodhisattva's enlightenment or not? Can or not?
Kolambo Korang is some sumada, and then you do Korangi, Yawati, you do Korang is something. Yimato Tosanito.
Yeah. I mean, if this Bodhisattva comes along, he can only dedicate this to these two, right? You know, the roots of virtue of others, so the hearer's virtue, right? Roots of virtue. He either dedicates the hearer's roots of virtue towards the hearer's own enlightenment, right? Full enlightenment, or he dedicates the hearer's roots of virtue towards the Bodhisattva's own full enlightenment. There's no other way out, right? So if this one doesn't work, this doesn't work, then how? So works or doesn't work? So can or not? It's an emotive issue, I think.
So perhaps we can explain it in the form of the Buddha's enlightened activities. How does it actually work? Eventually, will be in a case of in a form of manifesting as the supreme, the qualified guide. The Buddha's enlightened activities manifesting as a qualified guide to the disciples eventually. So we are talking about karmic connections. You think about the sutras mentioned by Buddhas. He's always talking about all the karmic connections he has had in his past life with certain persons or disciples. And eventually the time will come for that karmic connections to materialize in the form of these persons whom he had met before or he has benefited before and dedicated merits towards, as a fish, as a deer, whatever, in that life to become his disciples and, you know, drop their hair falls down and, you know, ripen their continuum. So I guess even though the countless Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, or rather the Buddhas manifested into Parinirvana and attained this that state of Gamakaya, we cannot, in a way, do away with this very important aspect of karmic connections that we have accumulated between the superior person and the inferior person in the past. When the superior person becomes a Buddha eventually, the inferior person under his care in the past will become the disciple one day. And because of that, you know, his continuum is ripened, in a sense, and guided by that qualified guru, qualified teacher. Okay, so to answer the question, when you dedicate towards the lower trainees, all right, towards enlightenment, or you dedicate his virtue towards your own enlightenment, I think it works that way. Eventually manifesting from the Buddha's enlightened activity into actual guides, between a guide and a disciple. Because that's how it all works all the time. You know, you look at the Buddha's story himself, how it works, you know. From the disciple side, of course, they must have their own substantial cause of the aspiration to achieve enlightenment, but also there is this cooperative condition of the qualified guide. These two act together, the disciples can become enlightened.
Karmic connection is formed by the prayers of the Bodhisattva.
Yeah, particularly towards, you know, let's say if you benefited somebody, all right, like in Buddha's, the sutras uttered by him, when he was a Bodhisattva, he sacrificed himself. Before he sacrificed himself to the five tigers, he dedicated, you know, merits towards their enlightenment. And the five tigers becomes Arhat and Bodhisattvas, right?
So anyway, can discuss more on this thing. So did it. Taya sozo samzure bena sanje ki tile sede to da bena kam deshi nimbo sede to da ni pagida ta samje tamje chapte ba shi ya yete ba shi de kam deshi nimbo yinza ani jawongo de gyure de yungu yare ta kam deshi nimbo de mena jawongo de ge de yomar wa ro to da ta nile ge jusen de mesna ta kam deshi nimbo de ye bar wa ta kam deshi nimbo ye be mi shop tila ta chi ge ani chi ta Changju Sapa, Yama, Tire Sanje, or the Tuba, Tide, those Tibi Kin Chese, that Sanje said the Kazushuana, she had that in Jimmy, Sugu to Zabatin, Yungu Yamarwa, that was Samjig and Nabatin, what a Shingi Nabatin, Tungu Yore, that Tongu Tongu to see then Yungu Yore, that Dame at the name with that Tidesi Kin Chese, that Sosu Jula come to see you with Montu Chesta, give a logic Montu Chesi.
So the only reason why dedication is possible in the first place and why is dedication is possible in the first place because of the Tathagata essence. Tathagata Gaba. Which is the substantial cause, isn't it? substantial cause, which we say substantial cause of enlightenment, right? I mean, you know, as the main, you know, this is why enlightenment is possible, and in the case was why dedication is possible. Yeah, but having that alone is not enough. You need to have the conditions to activate. Yeah. So, and the Buddhas can appear in all kinds of form, right? Right. I mean, the Buddha is not going to turn the wheel of Dharma for us via the Dharmakaya, for example. It's not possible, right? Not possible, right? But in aspects, in all kinds of aspects, even as in the aspect like our friends or what have you, you know? So they come in different aspects, and then they... So you need these external conditions, right? The Buddhas, then the Bodhisattvas, so you need these external conditions, and then they... then they trigger off something, you know. And then they cause us to, I don't know, develop virtuous thoughts, like remembering impermanence, death, and so forth, you
know.
So we meet both the substantial cause and the cooperative condition. And here in this context here, the what we call the substantial cause in this context, here in this discussion is the our own Buddha nature, our Tathagata essence. Right. It's given a name, substantial cause, but you know. But you also need the cooperative condition in the Buddha. Without the Buddha, it's not possible also.
Okay.
still in the Buddha's hands.
What this thing at the ring, the matis, Tawachina, some studies that it's a hamid one. The Tarin, the Lamshid, the Tawachina, some
talk, talk the Tama juice now, sir. Talk whatever.
The two gen Kapachan saw the Google Tama Samson. He listened to that. Then the Shadashi had came into the end of that. That didn't do a growing summer at that. あとしねだってでだてさんの大事でしただてねまだ実習のコラムストクスにチェしただてんとてくやれだからさなだもうコラムチェラだ実習のコラムストクスチェくやれだかたんかざしばなしでもばらてねだまばとくしんぶよなやばとめばさばしてくやれやばとめばさばよなかんごあるちぜやばてゆくやれ Tindeji yobayna, yawabato marasa, ngawa shabayna, ane tijela da jesu yirangasda. Kangsabi yawala, ngawa shi. Tindeji yawala, uju chunga de, ane shiwi gawa sabu chungsunya, jesu yirang cheche. Ane yawa kone kone pewar cheche, wadis tabshi sungduwa.
Next is the path of meditation of rejoicing. Yeah? So, because of belief, then the Bodhisattva is able to accumulate an immeasurable heap of merit, isn't it? Right? And because they do accumulate an immeasurable heap of merit, then they have the substance to be dedicated, and as such, then they dedicate the merit, right? Right? And because they have the opportunity to accumulate so much merit, they rejoice at that fact that I have this opportunity to accumulate so much merit. So as such, you know, because you have the mana path of meditation of belief, because of that, then you have the path of meditation of dedication, and because of that, then you also have the path of meditation of rejoicing, which is said to be a method to increase the roots of virtue that has already been accumulated. Yeah.
What in this world, Chesanta, Namjuta, Tim, Kutuwa Kasson, that Penam, Mabah, that Mabe, and get Mabat Tempo Yobina, and gets a bottom of a sack to which this one, Tindinza, that Mabadita, Sergi, Pena, Sergi, 뱃나 때려내봐도 직발에 셀몽부 요소에 때려내봐도 시작해도 와 셀몽부 요소에 때려내봐도 오시 마바서 좀 마바여나 나쁘게 있자고 빠듬해가 사투베디다 셀게 때려가 내봐도 신시다 뱃들지 않은 승부도 와
When there is stable belief, one is able to accumulate really a lot of great amount of merit, the roots of virtue. Yeah, and having that belief is like, you know, it's likened to having finding this gold mine.
Yeah. What did this say? Then sin yes it da kusukina da genja sukina da kare swadi da sotukyo wa da swadi da pagi genja sunye mila rali to tinang shin ti ngwa ti gi da ani ti pa juro che shi da da me da juro che shi da to da ti sungyo da
and when we do find a gold mine you can fashion a lot of things with gold yeah? From you know, in the jewelry, into all kinds of statues and what have you, isn't it? And that is, of course, how you fashion it is dependent on the person who possesses the gold, isn't it? Right. So likewise, in the same way, dedication is that which transforms the roots of virtue.
독신했다. 견초도 좋았다. 쓰지 안 견견 The Yakshos Swan Shinta, Rangi Kawatia, Watikita, Tapakita, Nuba, Pulduchon, Mintuveta, Zobishan, Chudu, Washita, Tiku, Tutuveswat Water.
Yeah, with gold you can fashion it into the most wonderful things. And I mean, like you can make the best jewelry, best ornaments. Likewise, with dedication, one can transform one roots of virtue into. Transform it into the cause of full, complete enlightenment.
That's it. 충종지 침부주로 뜻되디 당과 세례가 되려도
even though the roots of virtue that we accumulate may be inferior and if left to his own device will only bring about an inferior result yeah but with dedication one can transform that small perhaps seemingly insignificant roots of virtue into a cause of full enlightenment you know that is made possible by dedication. Dedication is that which transforms a cause which otherwise would result in an inferior result. Instead, transforming that into something that will bring forth a perfect result.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean that once you dedicate your roots of virtue towards full enlightenment, that roots of virtue will continue all the way up to full enlightenment. There's no pervasion, right? Why? Yes, you may dedicate your roots of virtue towards as a cause for full enlightenment, but along the way, it can be destroyed by anger, for example. Of course, if it is destroyed by anger, then it doesn't go all the way up to enlightenment. It doesn't even cause for enlightenment, yeah?
Today, I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one. 심배톤에 와치과시 다동이 좀 시럽 심배톤에 와치베다 조선도 뭐에 계자디 다 콘도로 소비 좀 두고 말했습니다. 짜는 몇 번 수두고 말해서 어떻게 쓴 것도 와 어떻게.
So therefore, when dedicating a merit towards full enlightenment, the dedication should be conjoined with the wisdom realizing, well, dedicated while non-objectifying the three spheres, right? So it is said that if dedication is made as conjoined with the wisdom realizing emptiness, well, it is said that, that the roots of virtue dedicated in that way, conjoined with the wisdom realizing emptiness, that those roots of virtue can never be destroyed.
어,
독신, so it is said, yeah.
어, 독신이 딱 조선은 뭐 어쩜나 개발용 말했어. 딱 공룡 맞춤에 개발용 말했어. 딱 또 유튜브를 내 심배타는 거 아니나? 조선은 뭐 아니나? 딱 공룡 중고 말했어. 어떻게 됐다? 어떻게 쓴 것도 어떻게
돼? Yeah, so it is said that merely dedicating roots of virtue towards full enlightenment doesn't necessarily then guarantee that those roots of virtue will become a cause for enlightenment. You will go to enlightenment. No. But if you if your act of dedication or the roots of virtue towards full enlightenment is conjoined with the wisdom realizing emptiness, then yes, guaranteed your roots of virtue so dedicated in that way can never be destroyed.
어떤데 숨겨야래? 어떤데 어떤데 인자들에 대상다 어떤데 삼단 어떤데 하고 돈이 있어야 되나 아니 진짜 과차고 시위케지 못해 라버도다 돈이 좀 줄줄은 게 맞잖아 아니 다 내가 심으려도 깨고야 돼 내가 심으려도 맞다 돈이 좀 늘면 아니 다 거의 심했다는 과차에 믿어가 그러고 아니 재산다 돈이 좀 늘어디 시위케지 못해 숨겨야래.
So yeah, so as such, you can see this is again one of the reasons why the wisdom, you know, that sees the ultimate nature of reality, see things as they are, yeah, for what they are, as they are, right? Wisdom realizing emptiness is so important, yeah, because until we have this wisdom, right, there's no way that any dedication that we do can be conjoined with it, right? It's not there in the first place, yeah.
공도 마사나가 어스러워. 공도 마사나가 어스러워.
Well, it's not so bad. I mean, even if you don't have the wisdom realizing emptiness for the time being, it's not so bad if you are not the angry kind. Next, you. No hope lah.
No, 당장서 뒤대려 봐. 빨리 쉬, 잡채다.
뒤대는.
계사사 아니 나 콘도를 들고는 세 콘도를 단 중중 개개기입니다. 콘도를 찍으래 이렇게 누바도 때마 투심 게임도 대시도 갈래시 잡아도 개지식을다 내가 차도에 때마래 다지.
Well, I mean, we are all like that, isn't it? You know, when it comes to virtue, we really have to try very hard, you know, before you even get something, you know. And then we try very hard. Oh, you know, we get the some virtue, you know. But then we get angry, yeah. And when we get angry, it's not some small little anger. No, when we get angry, it's the kind of fully developed kind, no, that has great power, and that's how we destroy our roots of virtue all the time, isn't it? It's a fact, yeah.
어떻게 재산들에 받치는 다 남편이 무시 딱두다 같은 이나 뭐야 죽두다 동반 얘기다. 독신에 뭐하지 지금도 왔다 뜬 저때 말에 내가 누구한테 다 버리시 죽도 뭐 독신에 땅을 줘야 다 강토도 다 동반이 쓰도 갈다 보기 너무 과차구구 하래 아니 과차 안 뜬데시다 이다 담제 다 뭐보 뭐였지 아니 뭐였음 다 진짜 강가다 뭐보라니 강가다 랑싱 투매 세베 알람지지 과 갈아 강잠지다 차도가 구구 하래 뜬데 차베도네 다 뭐하지나.
Well, that's why you see, when Lama Sopo Rinpoche, when he dedicates merit, when he leads us in dedicating merit, he always throws in, you know, this is empty, that is empty, and I which is empty, you know, that dedication, right, you know, conjoining with emptiness, that's why he does it, and that's the point, you see. That's why it is so important for us to try at least to gain some idea of emptiness, some idea, you know. No idea, some understanding idea as much as we can, and then using, you know, whatever we know, you know, and put it into practice when we dedicate and merit as much as possible, you know, by, you know, non-objectifying the three spheres, you know, or more than three spheres, you know, whatever it is. The point is the dedicator, the act of dedication, the merit that is dedicated, you know, the, you know, and so and they don't exist truly, they don't exist inherently, right? Right.
What in the shot, rāng lā mēnbē, āni jī kāngsāgī, āni jāvā chabāl, jīsū yāng chabāy nā, āni mēnbē kāngsāgī sāpa tīli dāblōgī tā jāvā rāng lā tōbē, dīnā nāpśā sūngu tōbā.
It is said, right, that when we rejoice in the roots of virtue of somebody who is inferior, I mean the word perhaps inferior has a negative connotation, but somebody who is lower than us in whatever way, you know, it is said that we get more merit, you know. The merit that we accumulate from rejoicing in that person's merit, you know, is more than that his merit, you know, that he has accumulated. So it is said. And then it is said that if we rejoice in the roots of virtues of our peers, people who are, you know, we are roughly of the same level, you know, I mean, same quality, right? Then we get the kind of same amount of merit, right? Similar amount of merit.
What did that? That did not. Don't know what that did. The Jesuit Rang Chibini, Rang the Shingi Sonam Chaba, Nyambani Tobaresta. Don't know what Sikimatumito.
But anyway, it is actually said in the sutras that to that effect, you know, right? Like if you accumulate merit, no, if you rejoice in the merit of those who are lower or who are inferior or who are your peers, then you accumulate more and similar respectively. Something to that effect as well.
Oh, to see that, then they see that, and then they do. I am the wrong the toy, and it's just jawala, just so you know, chabai na, I am just buggy. Chabakara so na, tigi chaga tobe do, then they namsha sungare, timme bani na ta. So
if we rejoice in the merit of virtues of somebody who is superior, better than us, we get a portion or fraction, right? So, for example, it is said right, that if we rejoice in the merit of the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas, we get like a 10% or something. So, if you rejoice 10 times, you get. Anyway, that's called Kepo commentary.
So, Nyalche Jawaji Chigina and Jesu Yiran Kum says to Akare Susu Susu Nama. The Nyeshi Jawaji Nituna, but Jesu Yiran Kumetre.
I don't know who said this, but I seem to remember somewhere that it is written that if you want to practice, you want to accumulate merit at the same time while you want to, you know, while remaining lazy, you know, you want to have a relaxed life, you know. More lazy, but yet you want to accumulate merit, right? Let's say, for example, if you want to accumulate merit when you're lying down or sleeping, right? Then they say, then you should rejoice. I don't have the merit to understand this, I think.
Anyway,
you guys have studied the Lamrim, right? So, I mean, you know, you look at the Lamrim, this is what some of the Lamrim texts say, right? You rejoice this, you get this, and that, and that. But anyway, fact is that when you rejoice, it acts against our jealousy. So it, so if you are able to, you know, so if you are able to rejoice in anybody's merit, doesn't matter who, it is really a practical solution to our negative sense of competitiveness if we do possess it, or when it's manifest, or we feel jealous. You know. So at the time, if we really can feel happy, you know, then right, right there and then, you know, those that negative sense of competitiveness and jealousy just goes away, right? So it's that really, you know, the benefit, right? Then,
yeah.
So if we, you know, we're really able to feel that, you know, feel happy, you know, whoever is greeting Mary can feel, oh, how wonderful, you know. We get the bliss, yeah. That peace in the heart, right? That peace, that happiness, you know, we experience it, right? So in order for it to be real, to be rejoicing, there must be real joy in our hearts, no? Otherwise, it's not, I don't know what it is, but anyway, the meaning of rejoicing is that the happy mind, right, of course, comes about through observing the merit or virtues or the good things of others, right? Then we see, then we really feel, really we feel in the heart, wow, no, so wonderful. There's real joy, then it is rejoicing. Yeah, then it is rejoicing.
Otherwise,
when we truly feel the joy, right? Yeah, that's rejoicing, right? And when the joy is there, you know, we feel it. At the same time, there's no room, really. There's no room for negative competitiveness and jealousy. It's not, no way. Yeah. No way. Rejoicing is something that we just really have to try to, as much as possible, to feel that happiness, no, while observing somebody's merit, you know, and because what it does is that it increases our roots of virtue. Yeah, this is function of merit. Well, yeah,
Okay, that in the shot in a patient that should put the tobacco number column said the shot the college came out at that country. That tobacco number column said, but at the mistake, Shana Mare. That tobacco column, that on the tire, that tobacco number column said, is some column shaky on it. That tobacco column said, so toko tatuki, that luxus jogger chips in it, tobacco column said. Annie? Pangba tatu lasi zoko chivisane, number columns, mingita doxen to shamma to the chili.
So you have the last two, which are not so difficult. So the path of meditation of achieving and a completely pure path of meditation are the uncontaminated paths of meditation, right? Essentially they mean the same thing, but just that conceptually, you can isolate them as two different things, but in meaning the same thing. In that, from the perspective of that which establishes the imprint of the final realization, from that perspective, it is posited as the path of meditation of achieving. Then from the perspective of that which establishes the imprint of the final abandonment, then it is called the completely pure path of meditation.
어 그래 다 독신에다 람시 고지 차바래 다 제마다 시시 다 시시 다 람시 차로 그래.
So that's about it for the knower paths. next is the knower basis. Tuesday, right? Yeah, today's Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay, we do talk offering. Okay.
Okie dokie. Page what? Page 89 of the Lama Chopa text.
Yeah, the kaletang na tigay to ta.
Okay, we start, yeah?
성기 배 초남기 졸라 펜치 상기 로와라 조이조 오마 아홍 오마 아홍 오마 오모 예셀라 남바 남겨 당초지 스스 남바 제레 원부 주기 시유들이 동기 예제게 바로 진기 배사나 남바 비기 용수 겸의 신화 성의 취진 전제 신기 상기 겸대 공
Oh. Some need to see to do, 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 some need to see to do Do you better repeat in the name of the Lord? I shall not do the Lord. What is it? I don't judge it in the Lord. Some of the Lord.
Oh.
얘기해. 너도 얘기해.
배제도 영어래.
어서 저도 저기래.
배제도
어서. 어서. 아, 우리 그게.
여기다 그룹지 prayer. Everybody have the Tusum Sangye. And we read one time. If we have the Gurumbuji prayer, Tusum Sangye, that I call it. Yeah. You
do
it. We read. If we have, then you look there.
We do the right. In Tibetan, yeah?
We do in Tibetan, the Tusum Sangye, I don't know.
Yeah. Huh? No, no, it's not in here, but just in case if you are familiar with the prayer. Tusun Sangye. Are you familiar? Tusun Sangye Guru Mujin Guru Guna Nevajan Nevan.
Okay, anyway, we decide you meditate. Huh? We decide you meditate. So pray for Guru Mujin. So, yeah.
Tu sun sangi guru rinpoche muru kunda dewa chenpoche bache kunze drupu drupu suwa tenzu chingi lozu su china sangi bache shiwa ta sambha lingi drupu chingi Tu sun sangi guru rinpoche muru kunda dewa chenpoche bache kunze drupu drupu
오에 마다 주나에서 다 아이질리를 두지지 오엔드게 야즈 침보르기 오마오마 오에 딘징하다 저제진라베 삼빈드진 초라견드지 삼진신경 초난니시부 오마아 두게 벨라르 베진제네 에마 내어저 신뢰주지인루 오랑에 전한고지게 오랑에지젤라 대머리지게 받아
Yawalu sang trabayi tembayu rimbayu rujiyu